This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Super excited to have them on it. We found them about 30 to 40 days ago. The name of the company is Ion Digital Corp, and they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IONI, around 27 cents. Now, my next guest just might have revolutionized the next ecosystem for digitalization for unmined gold that is still under the ground. You heard that right. Here is the CEO going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Carlos Montoya. Carlos, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett, and thanks for having me today.
You know, I was doing my research, and I thought, wow, this is a really captivating company that's probably going to meet some unmet needs. That being said, precious metal digitalization, specifically gold, seems to be your particular focus on Ion Digital. Now, what benefits does your asset digitalization ecosystem provide to address the growing market awareness surrounding coins, stable coins, and even crypto?
Well, again, thanks for having me today. I think that the whole idea here is, you know, how do we create a fluid value placeholder for a precious metal? And our focus has been gold. That's been true north. But you can do this with any range of precious metals and or rare earth metals. So the idea is not so much to create the digital asset as a unit. In this case, we structured it as a compliant security, a private security. The whole idea is where, how do you capture it for independent, you know, a review, independent visibility, and independent access by investors, by institutional players and or regulators that want to see what you're doing. So what the ecosystem allows you to do, it allows you to capture it in independent custody for buy, sell, trade, transfer, pledge, hypothecation, and you're effectively working off of what, through our ecosystem, we've effectively or historically tied to the daily LBMA price. So you are, with the features that we've added to it, including a 5-to-1 multiple. So we only use proven precious metals, and again, focused on gold. There's a deep dive onboarding process to make sure that we're comfortable with the proven aspect, and a historical look at the history of, you know, permits pooled and ownership and documentary evidence of title. And then ultimately what we do from there is, you know, we have a 5-to-1 coverage. Just we discount it down for those who, you know, are concerned that they don't have a physical, you know, coin or a physical, you know, 1-ounce bar of gold to keep on their hope chest. This is an institutional asset that can, that has fluidity and can move. So we were the first in this. I think we have a number of firsts here. We were the first to create to establish a digital asset as a security. We were the first to get a major law firm, you know, legal opinion, the first to follow SEC Act guidelines for security disclosures, first to add anti-money laundering, you know, bank secrecy, and all those things. I suspect that there may be others out there now, but we like those firsts, and with Ion, we're going to also have a public element for, you know, to continue to add, or a public trading element to continue to add, you know, liquidity to the asset and to the underlying company itself.
Yeah, I have a lot of different mining companies that come on my show every year, probably anywhere from 20 to 50. And one of the biggest problems of them, one, is raising money. That's one big problem. Two is it takes anywhere from 2 to 3 years for them to start seeing, even after they do a 43-101 essay and discover that they've sitting on, you know, anywhere from 100,000 to 1 million ounces of gold or silver, it still takes them years and years to either farm that out or bring it up out of themselves. How are you going to solve some of those problems?
Well, I mean, that's a big problem, for sure. You know, just the permitting process, you know, in the Southwest, we see sometimes where we see claims that, you know, have 34 to, you know, 40 different layers of, you know, regulatory approvals from local to state to federal to land management to Bureau of, you know, of Indian Affairs and all those different things. I'm using the historical name of the agency, right? So yeah, it can take years, mobilization, so on and so forth. So what we, you know, project to do, what we look to do is to create liquidity without having to, with the claim holder and or on our own claims, without having, to, you know, go through that entire, you know, process. Even look at the specter of raising money to buy yellow iron or buy mining,
right,
equipment, right? I mean, in some places, there's no access to funding for equipment, or for leases and so on and so forth. So it's a real problem, especially for junior, you know, junior
mining
holders.
Absolutely. Hey, I understand that you were the inventor and architect of the first digital ecosystem dedicated to digitalization of gold into the SEC compliant and institutional grade, also asset-backed securities. That being said, how has this business model advanced, and why does it fulfill an important role in today's emerging DeFi financial services landscape?
Well, I think that, you know, in terms of how it's evolved, there are, you know, there's already orbits out there in circulation. The asset is out there in circulation. It doesn't trade a great volume at the present time, because there's really never been a market maker approach to it.
Right.
To go out and work with the broker dealers, the investment bankers, the wealth managers. We also have a play here, or what we're going to do is, we're going to be adding a, you know, some other, what I would call wholesale banking components.
Okay.
To some bonds to the marketplace that would be backed by the asset, so that we can continue to layer it into the financial, U.S. and global financial systems. So we have, you know, several steps that, you know, we have to take. Again, having the publicly traded unit allows us to, you know, to secure the type of funding that it requires to do a truly, you know, credible U.S. and global rollout.
I want to get back to my original statement, which is really incredible that someone, I don't know if anybody else is doing this or you guys are the first, but there is an additional emphasis in your business model by converting unmined gold still in the ground into an asset that can be used on the balance sheet as a junior mining company. Why is this so important going forward for mining industry markets?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of claim holders, you know, not everybody buys claims or acquires claims with the intent to, you know, to mine, right? Some folks inherit them.
Yep.
Some folks, you know, they are passed down through, you know, posterity. Other folks, you know, we're told don't mine until, you know, it's Armageddon and gold's at $20,000. So what this does is create a, you know, a value placeholder now, something you can put on your balance sheet, right? A lot of folks have assays or they have, you
right.
know, estimates or whatever. They're not everybody's walking around with a current 43-101, right?
Correct.
Done by a geologist from the Colorado Schools of Mines and Minerals, for example. So with that 43-101, it starts to give us a look at what, you know, what is there. And, you know, then we add a number of layers of deep dive, of, you know, diligence to make sure that we understand. So once you create the orbits, and once we validate and establish or create the digital asset, I should say, it could be anything, could be copper, could be rhodium, et cetera. The focus is gold. Once you create the digital asset, then you have something that as long as you can validate that it trades, that it sells, our goal is ultimately to go from, you know, roughly, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 of these digital gold certificates in circulation to increase the, you know, the volume in trade to, you know, 15 to 20 million. then I think you really have a highly fluid, highly accepted asset that is so far, you know, differentiated from all the other crypto assets that are out there, right? It's got a hard a collateral piece. It's fully transparent. It's fully disclosed. It's pegged to a known, you know, index. It's very ubiquitous. Anybody who goes online or, you know, watches some of these television networks knows what the price of gold is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My guest today has been Carlos Montoya. He is the CEO of Ion Digital Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol I-O-N-I. Carlos, before I let you go, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I think that, and I really appreciate it again, Everett, I think the key here, and this is going to have to, you know, be the mentality when you look at digital assets. You can't create, you know, massive amounts of wealth, right, that can disappear, right, or that are tied in terms of pricing to depending on what side of the bed some celebrity wakes up on each morning without naming names, right? So do you have a fungible asset, a tangible asset that gives you a security interest in the asset itself, in a pool of the asset itself, and it can be moved to your banker or can be moved to your, you know, to your, you know, wealth management desk, and you can see what you have at any one time. It's not just that you're taking Johnny coin and, you know, trading for Susie coin within a wallet on some exchange, right?
Right.
You can use this asset to develop wealth and develop, you know, ultimately some liquidity in your claims. While they remain, you know, safely in the greatest vault, you know, in demand, right, Mother Earth. So it's going to take marketing, and it's going to take a lot of market making. But I think that ultimately, the wealth at stake here and the potential impact on consumers and business alike, you know, there's no way that the regulators, the respective regulators, aren't going to look at these things, right? So we've tried to stay right in line with what the Europeans are doing with Basel III and what the U.S. government is tethering out in terms of, you know, guidelines from the Federal Reserve and the various regulators who are ultimately going to be in this space, right?
As for my listeners, if you want to know more about this company, again, you can go on the OTCQB, look them up. Their ticker symbol is I-O-N-I. Also, you can go over to their website, iondigitalcorp.com. Carlos, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully, you become a regular, come back every 30 or 60 days and give us an update, because I'm very interested in this space, and I'm intrigued how this is all going to come about. So thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Everett. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.